I can't be the only one who used to sit around and think about what kind of magic someone would need to sprinkle on their course to turn it into a million-dollar moneymaker. I knew it was possible to create a course that would earn millions, but I couldn't figure out how. Over $11 million later, I've learned a thing or two about what it really takes to make millions per year selling courses, and the good news is you don't have to be a magician to make it happen. So buckle up, because today I'll be sharing three keys to creating a million-dollar course that sells on autopilot. My name is Caitlin Batcher, CEO of Scale with Success, and I'm on a mission to help course creators all over the world grow their business in a way that is profitable and scalable. I'm sharing revealing insights about what it really takes to scale an online course business to millions of dollars per year. Join me here to discover the tough decisions I've had to make, the biggest failures I've had to bounce back from, and the learnings that emerged every step of the way. I'm so grateful that I have the chance to tell you everything right here on Scale with Success, the podcast. Let's get started. Making $1 million from selling a course was once something I thought only famous or fancy people did. I certainly didn't feel fancy, so I was thrilled when I began expanding my network and got to know loads of successful course creators who were making millions per year from their courses on topics like guitar, Pilates, Microsoft Excel, stock trading, art, and more. These were just normal, everyday people, and you'd never know they had a multi-million-dollar business. What they all had in common was determination to achieve their goals even when things got hard. They didn't waste time complaining or comparing themselves to others. They just focused on doing the work, putting one foot in front of the other even when things got hard. They saw each unexpected challenge that they were confronted with, and there were many, as an opportunity to get stronger. Now, I'm one of those people who have made millions from selling my course, and over the years, I've learned a lot from my own experiences and from watching my clients go through the process of selling their own courses. So today, I'm sharing three keys to creating and selling a million-dollar course to show that it doesn't take magic to make it happen, but the results do feel pretty magical. Key number one, love your topic. It goes without saying that choosing a topic that you love to talk about is important. I've seen many course creators try to force themselves to create and sell courses on topics they think they should do and not those that they want to do. But truthfully, it takes time to find a topic that you're truly passionate about, and the only way you'll find it is by taking action. Here's what I mean. Some people will stay stuck in their heads for years trying to choose a perfect topic for their course. They spend too much time thinking and not enough time doing. Putting a ton of pressure on yourself to choose a perfect topic is a recipe for disaster. So while I do think it's important to pick a topic you love, it's perfectly fine to get started teaching about a topic that you kind of like. Over time, you will shift and grow as a course creator, and you may decide 6 months or maybe a year from now that you want to create a new course on a new topic, and that's okay. My own interests have shifted over the years, and I've created courses on a number of topics until I found one that I'm truly passionate about. If I didn't let my interests shift and flow, I'd still be selling a course about how to use Pinterest and probably wouldn't be very happy doing it. As you settle into a topic you love, you'll begin to connect it to a bigger mission, and that's where the real magic happens. Your mission is what will compel you to move forward even during moments of deep frustration. Our company mission is to help online course creators scale their business to change the world. Every client we work with has the power to impact millions with their courses. So by helping our clients grow, in turn, they are helping others grow, no matter what subject they teach. So our program teaches course creators how to sell their courses on autopilot, but our mission runs much deeper than that. And for the people on our team, it's what creates the most excitement around fulfilling. Key number two, teach what you know. Aside from teaching a topic that you're actually interested in, you want to choose something that you already know about, and you know more than you think. One of our clients was a housekeeper, and she developed a system for cleaning homes quickly, so she packaged her method into a course and sold it to busy parents who felt like they didn't have time to keep things tidy. Another client loved arts and crafts and got really great at creating portraits of her dog with needle felting, so she taught her method to others. Another client had a knack for Microsoft Excel, and they were the go-to person in their office for creating insightful visuals inside of Excel that represented data in a way that was easy to understand. Now, each of these clients went on to build businesses that generated hundreds of thousands of dollars in revenue each year just from selling one of their courses. They were able to find that unique cross-section between finding a topic based on their unique skill set and that they loved to talk about. It's so common for people to discount what they know and assume that their skill set isn't special. But from the examples I showed you a minute ago, you can see that everyone has something to offer. One of the big questions I get asked is, will people actually pay to learn this? And there's an easy way to find this out. Go on Google or TikTok or Pinterest or YouTube and type in the subject you want to teach about, then see what comes up. Chances are that you'll see a ton of content related to the very topic you want to teach about, which means there is an existing demand for it. It means that there are people scrolling the internet actively looking for the steps required to solve their problems related to your topic. Maybe they've tried needle felting and it looks bad. Maybe they've bought Microsoft Excel spreadsheet courses before, but they want to learn more. Maybe they don't want to hire a housekeeper and they want to figure out how to clean their own house in a timely manner, but they feel completely overwhelmed and need someone to walk them through the steps. Teaching what you know is one of the most generous things you can do for someone, and there are people out there right now struggling with the very thing you already know how to do. Key number 3, connect with your audience. When you choose a topic based on your own lived experience and that you are passionate about, it becomes easier to connect with your audience. Your head will be filled with things that you want to share with them, mistakes to avoid, myths to bust, and strategies to save time. But despite all of that, it's normal to feel like you just don't know what to post. Sometimes this can happen after a particularly creative posting streak. You'll go through a period where the free content you're posting is flowing freely, and then one day you just feel stuck. One of the things that I tell my clients all the time is that you don't have to be consistent in order to post consistently. That's because I'm a big believer in creating systems that you can create once and continue to run on autopilot so that you don't have to feel super creative or inspired every day of your life, because that's just not going to happen no matter what you teach. When using automation the right way, it can be a tool to connect more deeply with your audience and ensure that they're seeing the right content at the right time for them. And that's one reason why I absolutely love selling my courses on autopilot. It's all based on consent and permission. When you're launching, you're shoving everyone down the same funnel and they're all getting the exact same content at the exact same time. But automation gives you the opportunity to create a path for people to follow where they get to decide what's next. This approach really shortens the sales cycle because it's finely tuned to meeting people where they are and delivering the exact content they need to inspire them to move to the next step. It's more enjoyable for your prospects and more profitable for you. Not only can automation help you connect more deeply with your audience, it enables you to do it in a way that is sustainable for you. Most people don't know this about me, but I'm actually a huge introvert. I enjoy being around people, but if I want to recharge, I need to do it alone. This is a unique problem for course creators who are a personal brand like myself, and it's led me to figuring out creative solutions like selling on autopilot to ensure that I am preserving my energy so when I do show up for my clients, I am rested and ready. So to recap, the 3 keys to creating a $1 million course are: 1, love your topic because it's something that you're going to be talking a lot about. 2, teach what you know because people value your unique life experiences. And 3, connect with your audience consistently because you never know when someone is really open to hear what you're saying. Today could be the day that they're ready to enroll. I appreciate you being here and make sure to tune in next week for another episode of Scale with Success, the podcast. Are you sick and tired of launching and looking for a proven method to generate consistent revenue from your online course on autopilot? Sign up for my free masterclass, How to Generate Launch-Sized Revenue Without Launching. And I'll show you how our clients are making more money in less time than they ever did while launching. If making sales every day in a way that is completely automated and doesn't require paid advertising sounds good to you, then click the link around this episode and sign up for my free masterclass today.